And now for Halloween, current state contributor Scott Southard remembers a lost classic.
Christmas has A Christmas Carol, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street. Halloween has... Yes, Halloween has a collection of monsters stolen from black and white horror movies and a long history with witches and the like. But when it comes to an actual story, a fable to be brought out each year with the pumpkins, the holiday is sadly lacking. In 1972, Ray Bradbury saw this problem and created what is now, in my opinion, a lost classic, The Halloween Tree. Some might know this story only because of a bad animated cartoon. Besides the thrill of hearing Bradbury's narration, the cartoon is a disaster and definitely doesn't live up to the potential of this metaphor-rich story. Skip it. Grab the book. The Halloween Tree is the story of eight friends who are searching for their lost friend Pipkin on Halloween. Their investigation leads them to a gloriously gothic haunted house with a tree covered in lit jack-o'-lanterns. It is there, at this mysterious location, that the children meet Carapace Clavicle Montrode, a Willy Wonka-like character who offers to help them find their friend, but they need to learn the truth about Halloween first. From there, we are taken on a tour of Halloween and Halloween-like celebrations from around the world in time, from ancient Egypt to modern-day Mexico. The Halloween Tree argues that the holiday is more than simply an excuse for candy. It is a celebration of death, and such a macabre celebration helps us think about what it means to be alive. For a writer who claimed to be immortal, a favorite story Bradbury loved to tell people, which sadly was proven false, his perspective on life and death is wonderful. See, in the book, he takes the concept of death and the ending of one's own life from a personal to a global discussion. It moves the conversation from I will die to we all will die. And what does that mean about life? Not an easy task to do. So the fact Bradbury can do it so effortlessly in a young adult novel shows how masterful a storyteller he was. To emphasize this point about life and death and our united experience with it, the children at the end have to make an incredibly difficult choice. In order to save their friend Pipkin, they each have to give up 1 year of their own lives. What a terrifically morbid idea. And this is in a young adult book. For some reason, I imagine Bradbury laughing evilly and rubbing his hands together when he came up with the idea. Heck, I would have. This is not to say the book is perfect. Like most Bradbury, I feel he rushes to the big moments, not taking the time to dive into the characters and plots more. Also, the children, other than the lead, kind of blend into each other because he really doesn't define their characters. Even Bradbury has problems tying them apart. And sometimes he'll just have them all speak together, not even bothering to break down who is saying what. Yet, over time, I hope this book will grow, and Montrode becomes as important to Halloween as Scrooge is to Christmas. Who knows? There is a chance. Just a few years ago, Disneyland created its own Halloween tree, mirroring the one in the book. Bradbury was even there to mark the day. Now the big question. Would I give up a year of my life to save a friend? Possibly. Honestly, it really matters who, because I like my life. But would I give up a year of my life to have thought up the last line in this book before Bradbury did? Definitely. At 2 a.m, the wind came back for more leaves. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Current State contributor Scott Southard is author of the novels A Jane Austen Daydream and Maximilian Stanforth and the Case of the Dangerous Dare. More of his writing can be found at his blog, The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard.